right. Hey, thanks for praying with me. Let's pray the chaplain. You can get in. Here's the number, especially if you're new. I know some people have recently discovered the program, and that is fantastic. Relevant Radio continues to reach new cities and new souls every day. And the best way to get in and have your intention heard is at 888-914-9149. 888-914-9149. Of course, you can put them on Twitter. Maggie will take them down for you, and she'll bring them to air. The Twitter handle's at Drew Mariani Show, at Drew Mariani Show. Follow me at Drew Mariani as well. And, of course, thank you for taking the time to write me. I've gotten a lot of answered prayers coming into the email. That's drew@relevantradio.com. So I want to start today just by throwing out a few prayer intentions that have come in. A lot of people asking for prayer. They're kind of in critical situations. This person, could you please pray for my daughter? She's 16 years old, and she recently disclosed to us that she's bisexual. Drew, we're heartbroken with this news. We pray it's just a stage, that she'll move on from her girlfriend. We're a strong Catholic family, and it's so hard to know how to parent her. Thank you. I know it can be devastating news. All you can do is love her, right? And pray and be a witness to the truth of what the church teaches and where true freedom lies. But we will pray for you today. Your spiritual family's here for you, that God will give you the wisdom and the direction. We'll pray for her as well. Another person says, Drew and staff, could you lift up my grandson who's has a great deal of fear and despair this past week and tried hurting himself? And I just ask our God to provide his parents with spiritual guidance. Please pray with me that my brothers and sisters, that his soul be open to God's perfect love. All right, we'll certainly do that. And this mother cried out. And Tracy, I'll just use your first name. Tracy says, her little one-liner got my attention. It just said, baby, baby, baby. Right, three babies. So I was reading the email, and she says, could you pray that my husband and I can conceive a baby soon? So if we want to have babies, we've been trying, and we're just, I'm starting to worry. I'm 34, in good health, so I'm hoping it's just taking my body a little bit of time to the idea of making a baby. Tracy, we're praying for you, all right? And we will pray that God comes through and blesses you with many children, all right? We will pray. We'll certainly pray for you. Another intention here, could you pray for my daughter, Catherine? She is 2.5 weeks old, 2.5 weeks old, and we're having trouble with nursing and getting her to latch. She's our sixth baby, and we feel so blessed by her arrival, but we'd be so grateful if her eating could improve. Thank you, Carolyn. Carolyn will pray for her, too. And one more. I'd like to lift up a family friend, this person says, of ours. His name is Johnny. The doctors aren't sure if he's going to make it. He's been in the ICU almost a month with pneumonia, and he needs a miracle. I know that our God is good and he can perform miracles. He needs a bone marrow transplant, but his body's unable to fight. Drew, he's only 15 years old. Oh, no, his 15-year-old son and his wife need him and numerous family and friends who love and care about him. Only God knows what his will is. But we will pray for a miraculous recovery. That's for sure. Let's join together right now and pray. In the studio with me is Preston. Prays with me every Thursday. And Preston, anything you want to lift up as we begin the prayer?
Well, those intentions really are important. You mentioned infertility, and I know people in my personal life that have seen a lot of success with NAPRO, N-A-P-R-O technology. Yep. It's approved by the church, a lot of the things they do there, and that might be really helpful to those that are struggling with infertility. And then those, you know, teenagers that are, you know, in despair and struggling and self-esteem issues. I know I have teenagers now, and I pray for them. And that's my prayer intention. That's on my heart. It's just that our youth will no longer have that depression, anxiety that's so rampant in society.
Good prayer. That's for sure. Maggie, anything you want to start off with too?
Just thinking about that segment we just had with Dr. Mark Miravalli. Yeah. I just want to ask for mercy on us.
It's a good prayer. Let's pray for the world. Let's pray for the hatred that Satan wants to foment in heart. He wants war, and we'll just pray for God's mercy, that his hand of justice will be held back, and that mercy will envelop this country, that people will come to know the beauty of God, his tenderness, his mercy, his love. We'll pray for our children. And we'll pray for our spouses. We'll pray for those who are most in need of his mercy, especially those who are away from him. I want to continue to pray for my friend, Yaya. Yaya, I'm still praying for you. I still am. And for anyone facing legal cases, lawsuits, anything that is challenging in those ways. In those ways, if you're starting to get despondent or down, if you're filled with fear or anxiety, that God will give you the grace to have a heart filled with faith and trust, and you'll see the fruit of those prayers. All right, we've got a lot of phone calls on hold here. I'll try to grab those. Again, a lot of answered prayers came in. I grabbed several of those. I was going to share them today. I'll share answered prayers tomorrow. So as God continues to answer your prayers, write to me, drew@relevantradio.com. Just mark it answered prayer or praise report or whatever you want. I'll share several of these. Some really amazing answered prayers too. So I'm grateful for your prayer, for your time. We begin today in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell on the third day. He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. Our first call this afternoon comes from Alex, praying with us in Walnut, California. Hi, Alex.
Yes, good afternoon, Drew. Thank you for your ministry. I would like to ask for prayers for my wife, who suffered bleeding in her brainstem last Tuesday and is now in ICU, intubated, and on the ventilator. She has not awakened yet. We're hoping and praying to understand God's plans for this event, and I ask for the listeners all over to pray for us and for her. Thank you, Drew.
Alex, hang in there, brother. We're praying for you. I love your submission to God's will, that you want to know what God's intention is for this. And Lord, I just pray that it will be an opportunity to testify to your mercy, to your healing touch, to the power of prayer. And I give you Alex, give you his wife right now, who is in ICU. I pray for all those who are suffering any issue of the brain, any head trauma, and who are in critical condition in this moment. I ask you, fortify Alex. And I give you the sick, Lord. I give you those who are really most in need of your mercy. You know, Alex, I think of what Saint Teresa of Avila. She once said that God is full of compassion, and he never fails those who are afflicted, those who are despised, if they trust in him alone. And I know God will give you peace. I know he's going to resolve this issue. And we're going to pray that comes sooner rather than later. Lord, I don't know how you're going to work it out, but I give you these impossible situations. St. Teresa of Avila, pray for us as we pray. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right. Our next call comes from Piedad. Piedad is praying with us in Providence, Rhode Island. Hi, Piedad.
Good afternoon, Drew. First of all, I want to thank you for taking my call. I am an avid listener of the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and it has been my guide for the last 3 years now. Drew, I'm asking all your prayer warriors across the world to pray for my husband, Joseph, who was admitted yesterday to Rhode Island Hospital with COVID pneumonia. I would love for you all to please lift him up so that our Lord Jesus and our Blessed Mother come to his rescue. May God grant us many years with my beloved husband. Wow. We do have a son who's studying, and he's a bit far. He's he's in North Carolina, and we pray that my husband will get better soon.
Well, let's pray for him right now, Piedad. I'm glad you got through. Hang in there,
Thank you.
And put your hand in the hand of the Lord. Just trust him, okay? And we're going to join you. I'm praying for you, Maggie and Preston and everyone united with us around this country. All grace flows from God's mercy. I believe that. And Lord, I just ask that your grace fortify Piedad, that she can be strengthened in this difficult time watching your loved ones battle both COVID and pneumonia, your life-threatening. We just ask that you, as divine physician, step in, touch him, heal him, restore his respiration, vanquish this illness. Bring him to life, Lord. And we just bring you all who are sick right now, all those who have similar issues, those who are having trouble breathing, those who are battling COVID or any other respiratory infection, anyone with pulmonary issues. Lord, I give you those. I give you their spouses and the loved ones of those who are watching their children and their loved ones suffer. Lord, bring good out of these situations so they may see your mercy and encounter you in a special way. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
An atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, before we go to Tony in Oak Forest, Illinois, Maggie has been going through our Twitter feed, taking your intentions. And Maggie, who can we pray for today?
I just want to say, I wish I could get to all of these in a day. There are so many intentions
coming in,
and there's a lot of really important ones we got to lift up. Christy asked for prayers for Kyle Doan, a 5-year-old boy who was swept away by floodwaters on January 9th in Paso Robles, California, and he's still not been found. Dorothy would like to pray for peace and easing of pain for her mother, Josephine, who is suffering from dementia. Marge from Arizona needs prayers for great-grandson Reese for his drug use and behavioral issues that he might get into recovery programs. Alex from California actually wrote us an email. He was the first decet that just called in, so I just wanted to echo that. I had already flagged his email about his wife Virginia, who was suffering bleeding at the brainstem. So I want to lift that up for prayer. William wrote to us and said, I have leukemia and myeloma, and without a bone marrow transplant, doctors are telling me my life is very short. I am, through the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, asking that my blood diseases will be cured of these two deadly things, with or without a bone marrow transplant.
Amen.
Yeah. And,
Maggie, I was just thinking about that guy there, too, because think about the story of the hemophiliac, that blood disorder, who just touched the hem of the Lord and instantly cured. She suffered for years and years and years. So
just the garment.
We're going to pray. We're going to pray for him.
Yeah.
I love his attitude. I love his faith.
And lastly, C from Orlando, Florida, wrote to us and said, 11-year-old Jesse is the only child of his parents who waited a really long time to have children. He's in critical condition at Advent Children's Hospital. He's in septic shock, and they don't know the cause of it. And he had to have his heart shocked. So the parents are just beside themselves. So please lift up this whole family. And then C also said for a daughter-in-law that has a blockage in her brain that it might be shrunk without causing any problems.
Amen to that. Boy, health is such a blessing, isn't it?
Yeah.
You don't know how life changes day to day. And live in this present moment and let's just ask God to heal and to restore. And Tony in Oak Forest, Illinois, we'll add you to this prayer list as well. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Drew. Thank you for your ministry. Thank you for being there for us.
You got it.
Last night I lost my dad in hospice, but you were there with me through your prayers, your audible prayers, listening to you. And just shortly after 3 a.m.,
wow.
He passed. So it's a prayer of thanksgiving because I had a beautiful dad, best friend, grandparent, grandfather, and a beautiful husband to my mom.
Tony,
but I want to pray for the repose of his soul.
Let's do that. I feel like I've walked in your shoes. When my dad died, too, I mean, I loved my father. He was a great man, taught me such good values, and was a wonderful provider for my family. You know, when he died, you shed tears, but at the same time, like you, you know, I rejoice in the fact that we will be reunited one day, right? You will be with your father, and that there's an eternity that awaits us all. And I am so sorry for your loss. It's hard to lose a father. I mean, father and sons have a special relationship, and that's a tough thing. So count on our deepest prayers for him, okay? And we'll,
thank you, Drew.
We'll pray for him now. I'm glad I was there with you. And again, you know, let's pray for your dad. You're going to get your spiritual family here involved. One of the great mysteries, I think, of life and of God is when you look at God, he's outside of time, right? There's no past with God. There's no future with God. There's only one big eternal present moment. God sees, he sees everything. Right? He sees everything at one instance. So the prayer we can pray right now, we'll pray for your dad. Okay, we're going to pray for his passing. We're going to pray that the Lord and all these promises he gave through the chaplet of coming as a merciful Savior, not as a just judge, and welcoming him into paradise, we're going to pray for him right now. God sees from the beginning of time to the end. And I know he saw your father. So I'm going to pray for your heart and for all those who mourn and for all those that God is calling home in this hour, in this very minute. 106 souls will be called home to God. I want to pray for the hour of my own death and of yours as well, all who pray with me. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
An atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Hang in there, Tony. Marie in Philadelphia, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Go Eagles.
I love it. Go Eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Financial recovery, please. And I'm waiting for a lawsuit to be settled.
Okay.
And just peace, inner peace, whatever
right.
God's will is.
Yeah, it's a great prayer. Well, I hope that the settlement works in your favor. And we'll certainly pray for you. You're not alone, Marie. A lot of people are struggling today financially. And I'll tell you what, that's a heavy cross. And I know we all have different crosses, relationship, health, and they're all very, very difficult, but there's something about financial difficulty when the math does not add up and you just don't know how you're going to make ends meet or feed the family or keep the home or the car or the mortgage or pay the doctor. It's tough. So Lord, I just pray for Marie, for financial recovery, for all those who are waiting those settlements and the finalization of whatever they're dealing with that can give them some financial reprieve, that comes through. I want to pray for those underwater right now with their debt, those who are drowning, those who don't see a way out. Lord, I just ask, you're a God of providence. I like to call you a multiplier. You're a God of abundance. And I just ask you, surprise these souls who are crying out to you today, that you give them a way out. And pray for the unemployed, the underemployed. And just give you these intentions and just ask for your mercy as your children cry out to you, Eternal Father. We offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us. And on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, I'll try to sneak a few extra calls in on this last deck. And we'll go to Pewaukee, Wisconsin. Ellie, thanks for joining me. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Drew. Thanks so much for the call. I ask for prayers for everyone for the repose of my dear nephew's soul, who unexpectedly died this past weekend. Today is his 34th birthday.
Oh my gosh.
Just ask that Jesus is with him right now, that our loving Mother Mary is holding him, and that he is with all the saints. And I ask for strength and comfort for his mom and dad, for his siblings, and for cousins, and for all our family. We are just grieving.
Oh, I'm so sorry. That is just too young. 34 years of age. I'm sorry. We will pray for
Thank you,
Ellie, and we'll pray for him. And for the family. And I always sit back here and I marvel at how the Holy Spirit works. Again, one of the themes today is loss, right? Mourning. And Lord, I just ask you to embrace those who've lost loved ones. You know what it was like. You know, the shortest verse in Scripture is that he wept, referring to Christ when he came to the tomb of Lazarus. And you know what it's like to lose those close to you. You lost your father. You lost your friends. Lord, I just ask for mercy. I ask for comfort for those who most need it today. Alicia in Homer Glen, Illinois, or Alicia, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Hi, Drew. Hey. My name is Alicia. It's nice to meet you. I had called actually 5 months ago in hopes for, I needed help. I needed a maternity leave longer than my work would give. I need a short-term disability leave, and I promised myself that I'm praying the chaplet. I'm going to pray the chaplet every single day for all the 6 months that I would be out. And, Drew, they approved all 7 months
for
my maternity leave and my short-term disability leave. I was sick. I was worried because with one person not working, and I have to take care of the three babies. It was just... They approved it as of yesterday morning, and I still have about a month and a half to go, so I will definitely keep my 3 p.m. prayer going, and for Michelle and for Kinga, so that they conceive naturally. Thank you so much, Drew.
You got it. Well, praise God. What an answer to prayer. What a blessing that is. I know what a stress that could have been for you, so I'm so grateful that got resolved. Thank you for praying. I really believe in the power of this prayer, that God is so merciful for those who use this prayer to invoke him. Mercedes in Joliet, Illinois. Good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. I'm praying. I want my Lord to help me this Monday so I could bring my son home because he got arrested this morning. And Christian, I don't know if you remember that I called you before. Yeah. He did mistakes in the past.
Yes, I know.
I'm praying that I bring him home on Monday.
Oh, it's so
with
hard.
Bond. And I hope that his lawyer is helping him, but I just hope his lawyer, I just hope I could bring him home on Monday.
Mercedes, let me just say, I am so sorry that you as a mother have to go through this type of suffering. And I know your son doesn't understand what he's putting through. He doesn't. You're not alone. There's a lot of other mothers that are out there. God can bring good out of this situation. I've seen it. I remember the mother of the son who was arrested for heroin, my friend. She prayed and prayed and prayed and thought God didn't hear her prayers. But it was his prison sentence that brought him his freedom from his addiction and ultimately his liberation. And I don't know what God has in store for your son right now, but I want to pray for him that he can find the path to true freedom, right? He can find the Lord and he can amend his ways, and that God will be merciful, that the judge, whoever sits on this bench, will see the goodness in him, and your prayers will be heard. You know, Scripture tells us, it's Proverbs 3:5, to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understandings, right? That don't worry about what's going to happen. Just trust in the Lord. You know, the Lord said, come to me, all who are weary, who are carrying heavy burdens, and I'll give you rest. So that's what I want you to do. I know you're weary. I know you've been battling with your son and his problems with the law for a long time, but let's put him in the hands of the Lord. And Lord, I pray for anyone having legal problems, anyone facing sentencing, anybody who's incarcerated right now. I pray for the broken hearts of parents whose kids are addicted to drugs or in illicit relationships or who have to go to jail, Lord, who are sick. And I just give you my heart. I unite it to all of those who are praying with me. We pray for conversion. We pray for your grace. We pray, Lord, that you may, in a very visible way, show yourself to us and hear these prayers. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, the blood, the soul, the divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, please look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us so that in difficult situations, in those difficult moments, we may not despair, but become despondent, but with great confidence, Lord, just submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady, Queen of Heaven,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Good Help,
pray for us.
Mother of Mercy,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Palestine,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Reconciler of Peoples and Nations,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
Saint Faustina,
pray for us.
St. John Paul II,
pray for us.
St. Peregrine,
pray for us.
St. Jose Maria Escriva,
pray for us.
St. Patrick,
pray for us.
Blessed Michael Sopochko,
pray for us.
And all you angels and saints,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. You know, I've got to take a break here, but look, I want to hit that again. In these difficult moments, in these moments of despair, do not become despondent. I mean, that's the time you can really shine. You can show the Lord how much you love him. You can exercise that faith and that trust that he calls you to. And I'll tell you what, that demonstration moves the heart of God. So I'm praying for you. Let's continue to pray for each other. And as God answers those prayers, don't forget to let me know, okay? You can email me, drew@relevantradio.com. Stay with me. I'll be back with more.
Tweet us your prayer intention anytime on Twitter @DrewMarianiShow.
Hey, have you ever dreamt of traveling to Italy to see the sights like St. Peter's Basilica or the Sistine Chapel? Or me fighting to the death in the Colosseum? More information on my September Eucharistic Revival pilgrimage at relevantradio.com/Italy.
Drew Mariani is here for you on Relevant Radio.
Yeah, that'd be a heck of a scene, wouldn't it? Me fighting to my death in the Colosseum. What a line. It's going to be a fun trip, though. I hope you can join me. I really do. The response has been really great. And I love these pilgrimages. I don't know how many times you've been to Rome. I've been there so many times. to Italy. Every time I go back, I see something or learn something new. I was sharing with you about the Church of the Souls of the Holy Suffrage of Souls in Purgatory. I'm going to sneak by on day one, I think, to go see that. I got a free day. And then, of course, if you get a chance to visit the catacombs or if you ever take the tour through the Vatican Museum, that's incredible. To see the Sistine Chapel, that should be on everybody's bucket list, right? We're going to go, though, and we're going to pray together every day. We're going to pray the chaplet together every day. We're going to have Mass together every day. We're going to pray before sites where God intervened, where saints received their stigmata. They've been given their mission. We'll see incorrupt bodies. You know, we will be able to kneel before Jesus, truly present, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist. And I mean truly in the Eucharist. You know, we're going to see some of these incredible Eucharistic miracles where God has pulled back and pulled open the veil, if you will, to make very visible to you and I the reality of the Eucharist. I mean, over and over again, he keeps reaching out to us, keeps reaching out, saying to us, hey, I'm truly present here. Because you know what? We reject him. The Lord told St. Faustina that. We treat him as though he's a dead object. So I hope you can join me. That's just some of what we're going to do. I'll tell you much more about it in the days ahead. I maybe we'll dive into more stuff like the stigmata of St. Francis or some of the Eucharistic miracles that we'll be going to. But it's great to travel with people who are with me in Israel. So many people who were in the previous trip. I'm going to come again. Great. Can't wait to see you. That's how we form these lifelong friendships. You know, you get to travel together and see each other and get to know one another. If you've never had the chance to come, let me give you the the info. You can go to relevantradio.com/Italy. That's relevantradio.com/Italy. Now, there's a group called Nativity Pilgrimage that's putting this together for Relevant Radio. And if you got questions, you say, well, I don't really see the itinerary or what you're doing, or you need more details, or you have got concerns about whatever, just give them a call. They'll walk you through it all, okay? Nativity Pilgrimage is it, but it's relevantradio.com/Italy. Relevantradio.com/Italy. I'll try to find a phone number for you, too, if that's a little bit easier. But you can go there and get all the details. I think you can even download a brochure. But let me give you a telephone number, too. So jot this down, okay? It's 832-406-7050. 832-406-7050. One last time, 832-406-7050. My wife hates when I do that. She goes, you know, what's the phone number? And I'll say, you know, it's 2310. Yeah, it's like 2310. That's the way she wants it. Or I'll say, you know, 19. Drives her crazy. Easy way, I think, to remember it, though, right? 832-406-7050. All right. Hey, so let me know if you're coming too. Send me an email. It'd be fun to let me know to know you're going to join us again. I want to talk to you about something. I saw a news story, and you know, when you tune into the show, I don't say this in any arrogant way, but I really do believe, and part of my mission, part of what I try to do is give you a look at life you're not going to get anywhere else. I've been reporting on these churches, you know, for years before anybody else really picked it up. I was the one who, anytime there was a church vandalism or sacrilege, I put it on your radar because I saw what happened in Rwanda before the genocide took place, this flurry of attacks on statues and churches. And we saw Satan in a very rampant way manifesting in that particular culture. And I see it here too. Satan is becoming more aggressive than ever. And I see this as really motivated by dark spirits, if you will. Always try to be ahead of the curve. Now I see national news is talking about it, right? We've got Catholic organizations writing books on it. And I'm not saying that to take credit, but when you tune in the show, I try to give you a look at trying to make connections to things that you may not otherwise have. One of these connections, I saw a story. And look, I muse about these things. You might think I'm crazy, but the planet, the Earth's core, right? There are so many mysteries about the planet. For all the claims about climate changing, right? Getting the forecast right for the next day is sometimes difficult for meteorologists. Naturalists are finding new species of plants and animals on a regular basis, right? I mean, God's creation is prolific. We have no idea what happened to the dinosaurs. We've got a theory, right? But we don't even know how the water that covers our planet got on the surface there. We've got theories. God's in control of everything. I just saw, in fact, I was trying to get this scientist on the air with me, who he makes a really strong case as to how unique the planet Earth actually is and how we may be the only intelligent life in the universe. Oh, Drew, that's impossible. You know how many billions of galaxies are out there? You know how many? Well, maybe God made this our playground. Maybe God wanted to show us his infinite power and his might, right? Just, and I won't go down this path because I don't want to talk about the uniqueness of life. That's a whole other conversation. But I do want to talk about the planet. Because of all the mysteries on the surface of the Earth, what about what's below the surface? You ever think about that? That's where it really gets hard to figure out, because no one has ever gone to the Earth's core. Our deepest minds haven't gone anywhere near even the bottom of the first layer of the Earth, the mantle, right? Getting down to the center of the Earth, 3,000 miles down, that's impossible for us to do. There's some ways to speculate about what's going on there. Geologists, they figure out that there's what they call an outer core. And I don't want to get too sciencey here, because I want to talk about a prophecy that I think is coming to light from the mystic Maria Esperanza. Geologists, they figure there's this outer core, which is made of liquid iron, you know, and we have an inner core, which is, it's a little smaller than the moon. Back in the 1990s, the Washington Post reported that they found that the inner core, it actually spins independently of the rest of the Earth. It's kind of a weird little fact, right? You kidding me? No, the inner core, it spins independently from the rest of the Earth, but no one knows exactly how it works. How does it work, right? Using that information, they gathered, I think, from seismic waves. Scientists have been able to do some, they have some data to work with, and they've been interpreting it in different ways. One group based at Peking University in China says, and this is what's now being reported. I want to thank one of my listeners. They sent me this story over because he heard me talk about the Earth's core and a prophecy from this mystic. This university out of China says that the core is slowing down. It slows down and it speeds up on a 70-year cycle. In fact, they think it's slowed down now to the point where it may actually reverse. It may be going in reverse. So what will that do in terms of seismic storms? What will that do to the planet? How does it affect us? Huh? Other scientists, they altogether reject the theory that the inner core is even spinning on its own. Right, so scientists are having a hard time keeping our clocks in sync with the sun, right? Because the Earth has been rotating milliseconds faster than average. What's causing that, right? So Live Science was reporting that timekeepers, they've actually added a leap seconds, plural, on occasions over the years. But, you know, they now may need to subtract a second to keep things in time. I mean, it's pretty crazy stuff, right? So that said, it made me think of a prophecy from a woman who blew me away in terms of the mystical world. When I met this woman, she was like Padre Pio. Competent eyewitnesses saw her in ecstasy, having visions of the Mother of God. They saw her levitate, come off the ground. She was so respected by the local episcopate, she was allowed to have the Holy Communion, the Eucharist, in her home. She bled on Good Friday and Holy Week, would have these terrible confusions. She'd suffer the wounds of Christ. She so accurately predicted my future vocation, my wife, my children, future events like the death of the Pope, the collapse of the World Trade Towers. Who can predict that? What she had to say about the Earth's planet and its core might surprise you. When I come back, I'll share with you a startling insight from a potentially future saint. Stay with me. Hi, Drew Mariani here. Hey, this September, I'm heading the Relevant Radio's Eucharistic Revival Pilgrimage to Italy with Nativity Pilgrimage. This is available to you. Information available at relevantradio.com/Italy.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Well, thanks for joining me. Yeah, wait to hear this. This is Maria Esperanza Medrano de Bianchini. That was her name. She was a mistake in Venezuela. Came from a place called Betania, perhaps one of the world's most foremost mystics, warned of the sin in the world. Now, that's not news, right? But she also warned of looming disasters if humankind does not grow closer to God. Kind of a theme of what we've been talking throughout today. If you missed my first hour, go back and listen to the conversation I had. Harkens back to another urgent call. I spoke about this in the very first hour of this broadcast. I think you'll appreciate that hour. She says that, you know, there is sin in the world. There's rejection of God. And when we reject God, she says, it's not going to have a good end. And she says, evil is inspiring man. The devil now wants to confront God straight on, she said. You know, and she says, we must pray a lot. She says, this will bring suffering to the world. Now, she said this probably 20 years ago, right? Now, again, she accurately predicted strange new viruses and diseases. She predicted this pandemic. I was with her when she predicted this. She talked about China. She talked about other things. There's a great book out I co-authored with Michael Brown. I actually published it years ago. It was based on all these interviews I did with her and her bishop and eyewitnesses to the event. It talks a lot about this. I'll get you the title for it. But her apparitions have been approved as official by the church, the apparitions of March 25th, 1985. And one of the things she says in this, she says that we will, because of this rejection of God, because of the sin, dangers will multiply, that these will accompany disturbances in nature. And she says she has long seen a buildup of such events, and they're going to precipitate in a much larger way. But there will be an awakening, a reawakening. She's warned that the Earth's core is not in balance. Those were her words. When she said that, I was thinking, what's this lady know? And again, I am such a, who am I to question her, right? When I was in Africa in 1989, 87, whenever I was over there filming the last apparition of the Mother of God in the jungles there, and the seers talked about a bloody future for their country, and they talked about genocide. I thought, I can't report on that. And I left it out of this film I did just because I thought it was so crazy. I wanted to just to highlight what the Virgin Mary said about prayer and penance and about their mystical journeys to heaven, hell, and purgatory. And I left out something because I thought it was so, I thought it was impossible. And I learned a big lesson. I was down with Esperanza. And she talked about the earth being out of balance. I'm thinking, well, she's no geologist. What does she know? Yeah, it's just her. And prophecy is always imperfect, right? Goes through an imperfect filter, the human being. So when I asked about earthquakes, she said, I feel one is very close. A lot of water's involved. But she says, we can stop this with prayer. With prayer from the heart, all of this can be stopped. All of this can be stopped. She says, we are in a time of trial. But this will clear the way for a brighter future. And we know how the story ends, right? In the end, the Mother of God crushes the head of the evil one. We win. So when I heard this story, these stories about the Earth's core rotating and slowing down, there's a mystery brewing right now at the center of the Earth. And scientists see it when they study these seismic waves, subterranean tremors, if you will, generated by these disturbances passing through the planet's solid iron inner core. And for some reason, the waves move through the core significantly faster when they're traveling between the North and South poles than when they're traveling across the equator. And the poles have flipped, too. Oh, that's a whole other conversation. But let me get to the prophecy here because I only have a few minutes. She said there'll be much upheaval. There'll be societal chaos. She says Our Lady is coming, though, to lighten the chastisement. There will be problems and natural calamities. She says, I see little quakes and others. The core of the earth is not in balance, and a very difficult moment will arrive, right? Why? Because we rejected God. So now we need to discern what she said about this. She, unbalanced, what does that mean? Could it have seismic implications, right? Is it related to these strange rumblings? I should really report on this more that are being heard, and there's no explanation for them, off the east coast of New Jersey, in the Midwest, down in the south of New Mexico. No flights, no government thing. Strange, eerie sounds being reported. I do think it comes from the earth. I think it's something happening deep within the core. But that's a whole nother. Maggie, what was that? You say even the earth groans? You're right. It does. So I'm going to tie this into something beyond Maria Speranza. I want to go to the church-approved apparition of Fatima. A little intriguing fact for you. 1940, Sister Lucio dos Santos, she received what she called further enlightenment on her third secret of Fatima. The third secret was released in full earlier, right? But she was given to understand this. She says, the tip of the spear, in the third secret of Fatima, if you remember, an angel comes with a flaming sword. He's ready to torch the earth, right, for the sin. And the angel with this flaming sword cries out to the human race, penance, 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 calling us to penance, right? And then, you know, the prophecy involves the Holy Father suffering, being wounded, and angels coming with crystal aspersoriums and a whole litany of things, right? I won't get into the third secret now because bottom line, I just want to talk about this angel with the flaming sword. So she writes down, she says, she was given to understand that the tip of the spear as a flame unlatches and touches the axis of the earth, that it shudders, that mountains and cities and towns and villages with their inhabitants are buried. The sea, the river, and clouds emerge from their limits, overflowing and bringing with them a whirlwind of houses and people in numbers that are not possible to count. It is the purification of the world as it plunges into sin. Hatred and ambition calls the destructive war. That's Sister Lucio dos Santos who said that. Okay, that's Sister Lucio. Beyond what's going on in the weather and with quakes or volcanoes, that's a pretty powerful revelation. You know, the famous secret was given to her and her two cousins back in 1917. And the third secret was released ultimately by John Paul II in the year 2000. But here's what Sister Lucia says. She says, after the two parts, which I've already explained, you know, at the left of Our Lady and a little bit of love, we saw an angel with a flaming sword in his left hand, and it was flashing. And it gave out flames that look as though they would set the world on fire. And that's where she goes into that description about how the tip of the spear fires this flame, right? And it hits the earth's axis. So not just the surface of the earth, but the interior seems involved. This is what made me think. Unlatched was the word she used. There's always the potential for nuclear war, right? We live in a very troubling time. If something like that was to go off with Russia, China flexing their muscles, the threat of a gigantic nuclear holocaust has not vanished, even in our own time, right? But it does raise questions about the secret. Has it played out? Or is it yet to come? Are we on the advent of what Sister Lucia, the seer in 1900s? Because you know what's interesting? I shared earlier in the show, and go back and listen to my first hour. Our Lady said in another famous apparition that's going on today that man is at a crossroads. We're headed to perdition, that Satan wants war, right? And she says, I've come to finish what I began in Fatima. So she hearkens back to this message. The combination of fire, the sea, the rivers, the clouds overflowing, bringing with them whirlwinds, specific mention of the earth's axis. I think it opens up a myriad of additional possibilities, what the third secret might have implied. And it makes you wonder, is there a nuclear component to this? Will there be some sort of great geophysical upheaval? Is it a combination of both? Could it be an asteroid that is yet to come, or a comet that would fit the bill that strikes the earth, right? Maybe that's the flaming sword that Lucia saw. Could you imagine what that would do to the sea, the seismic storms that would follow, the chaos, the clouds, the disturbances, not only of the skies, but of the oceans? Very quickly, because I have a minute left. A nun in Akita, Japan in 1973. Her name was Sister Agnes Hasegawa. on another major Fatima anniversary, October the 13th, the day that the sun spun in Fatima. She was told by the Virgin Mary that if men do not repent and better themselves, the Father will inflict a terrible punishment on all of humanity. It will be a punishment greater than the deluge, such as one has never seen before. Fire will fall from the sky, and it will wipe out a great part of humanity, the good as well as the bad, sparing no one, neither the faithful nor priests. The survivors who survive will find themselves so desolate they will envy the dead. The only arms, the Virgin said, that you have will be the rosary and the sign left by my son. Recite the rosary, she said. With the rosary, pray for the Pope and the bishops and the priests. Our Lady's coming today in our own day. She's invoking us to pray and to fast and to do penance. I'm not here to scare you. I'm just here to thread some of these current events that are unfolding in our own day and put them before you for thought, for reflection. Above all, maybe they'll be the catalyst that will bring you to deeper prayer. And it will be that prayer and that sacrifice and that penance that will save the world.